Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Begonoob, and I am back again for another episode of Pokemon Go FM. And I want to thank you guys for joining me again on this lovely, lovely day. So, yeah, guys, it's been a pretty good week. A lot of news, a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff being made known to us. And I'm personally very happy to hear about, you know, all the stuff that we got going on in the future for Pokemon Go. It's going to be a great, great week, guys. And I'm super excited about it. But before we get this show on the road, before we get this thing crack-a-lacking, I want to take a minute to say a special happy birthday to the light of my life. Today is her birthday. She just turned 26 years old, and she's doing great. She's looking great. So this is what I want you guys to do. All right, everybody who listens to my show, if you guys love me, and even if you don't, all right, I want you guys to do me a favor, and I want you guys to go tell her happy birthday on her social media stuffs, okay? So her Instagram is spelled LexTheSlimDiva, okay? I'm going to spell that one more time for you guys. This is her Instagram, all right? LexTheSlimDiva. And I want you guys to go tell her happy birthday and say Bagel Noob sent us from the Pokemon Go FM family, something like that, so that she'll know that you guys came from listening to Pokemon Go FM. And her Twitter is the exact same. If you guys want to write her on Twitter, you can as well. So I would love for you guys to do that. Thank you so much. I love you guys. All right, so back to the Pokemon business, because there's a good little bit of it. There's a nice little chunk of Pokemon stuff we got to cover here. But first, let's get a little bit of it. Let's do my housekeeping real quick so we can go ahead and get that stuff out of the way so we can do what it is that we do around here. All right, so make sure you guys follow us on all social media for updates on bounties, events, and things that we may not talk about on the show. If you're interested in showing off your diehard Pokemon Go FM status and winning gift cards adding up to anywhere from $10 to $15, plus more exclusive content that you might not be able to get to see on the podcast, make sure to go check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/PokemonGoFM for all of that. Now, I'm having some ideas about the Patreon. I'm thinking about starting a little something where it's just kind of me and talking about different stuff dealing with Pokemon, videos, and sometimes might just be like some audio stuff, just talking about random things dealing with Pokemon Go. And you know, it'll be just for the patrons. I'll probably make it like for the $1 patrons or the $2 patrons, you know, just for you guys to be able to, you know, kind of help out with that, those types of things. Okay, so supporting the Patreon helps to keep the show free, and we get to put the funds that we raise from Patreon back into you guys by purchasing gift cards and prizes for our bounty winners. And a link to the Patreon will be in the show notes for you guys to be able to easily access. And we want to make sure that all of you guys know that you can visit our podcast, our website, to have access to all of our podcast episodes, all of our social media accounts, bios about me and Yan. She says hi, she misses you guys, by the way. A viewing of our trainer wall, which you can also be a part of by becoming a patron, a $1 patron, and a special button for our Patreon. And we need for you guys to please go on iTunes and write us a 5-star review, because it really helps the show's growth and popularity, allegedly. And yeah, so if you guys love us, write us a 5-star review. And yeah, thank you so much for that. All right, so now down to the nitty gritty, down to the business. Let's dive into this Pokemon Go news. All right, now if you guys follow our Twitter, Okay. So I was thinking about doing a little Twitter giveaway type of thing. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really fleshed it all out in my mind yet, but I think I want to do a little dry run. So for 50 people, the next 50 people that follow us on Twitter, I'm thinking about doing a little giveaway. I haven't decided what it is going to be yet, but I know how many people follow us right now on Twitter. So once we get another 50 followers, right now we have 264 followers on Twitter, okay? So once we get to 314 followers on Twitter, I'm going to clock it. I'm going to clock who our most recent followers are, and I'm going to do a drawing, do like a raffle, I mean a drawing type of thing, randomization, and I'm going to give you guys a prize. I'm going to give one person out of that 50 a prize. Don't know what it's going to be yet. Probably it might be some of the new merchandise that I'm going to be having on the way soon. I don't know yet, but let's try to get that social media presence up. That's what I want to do. Try to get our following on Twitter up and stuff like that. So yeah, I want to do that. Let's try that out. All right. Now to the news. Now, if you guys have been following us on Twitter, like I was saying, you would know that the other day, Niantic announced that the Alolan Pokemon will be... some of the Alolan Pokemon, the Kanto variants of the Alolan Pokemon will be released into the game soon. Now, they didn't say exactly when they were going to do it, but they said that it was going to be done. And if you guys followed us on Twitter, you know that me and Yan are not super big fans of that model. Now, the reason I say this is because, now, I love the Alolan Poke, the Kanto Alolan variants are really cool. They're super cool. If you guys don't know, you have Pikachu, the Raichu that can surf. You have the Exeggutor with the super long Tropius type neck. You got the beautiful, beautiful Ice Ninetales, the Ice type Ninetales. You got the Alolan Muk, which is actually a really good Pokemon. You got Alolan Marowak, which is a good Pokemon. You got Alolan Dugtrio, you got Alolan Persian. You got so much of that, so much of like cool, so many cool Pokemon that come with the Alolan forms. But I personally just don't think that it's time for that. Now, this is, I respect everybody who is super excited about it. I respect you guys' opinion. And I understand why you would be excited about it. Because, for one, a lot of people that play Pokemon Go aren't like me. And what I say when I say aren't like me, they're people who play Pokemon as, you know, as kids, like, you know, most of us did. And you played those games, but you didn't really keep going. A lot of people I feel like stopped playing after like Gen 2. If they made it to Gen 2. Like Gen 3, they didn't know about none in Gen 3. So like when Pokemon Go released Gen 3, that was the first time a lot of you guys were, you know, like thoroughly introduced to a lot of those Pokemon. But me, on the other hand, I stayed with Pokemon all the way through all 7 generations. So I feel like them skipping 4 generations to release a generation that we would normally not have even gotten until about 2 years from now is a little trigger happy. And I feel like it will diminish the hype around Gen 7's actual release when it comes out, you know, because we'll already have about somewhere between 10 to 20 of those Pokemon already. And you guys know that Niantic never releases all of the Pokemon at once anyway. They always give us a little bit here, a little bit there, and then, you know, then drop the rest whenever they see fit. And, you know, I understand why it is that some, you know, why you guys are hyped up about it. I get it. I totally get it. But my thing is this. I feel like Niantic doing it this way is they need to be focused more so on the things that will actually, they need to be looking for solutions that will actually prolong and extend the longevity of this game. And throwing Pokemon, just releasing Pokemon out into the game, will not do that. Just think about it like this, guys, okay? Now, of course, you know, we just recently got a, you know, confirmation that trading and battling was coming into the game, but this is literally something that we have been asking for almost 2 years at this point. And now we have a vague kind of, you know, we have a little bit of vague knowledge, you know, kind of centered around when we may get that, those two features, you know what I mean? But my thing is this. Just imagine if they never would have told us that we were going to get trading and battling into the game, okay? And imagine that they kept everything that they have done in the game to change it, to increase quality of life, to increase the longevity of the game, the prosperity of the game. Just imagine they kept all of these things, but all they did was continue to throw Pokemon, release generations of Pokemon into the game. They eventually would run out of Pokemon. They will run out of Pokemon eventually. And then what? Then you have the people who are level 40. You have the people who, you know, who are level 40 and then starting over with another account, with an, you know, on another team, you know, trying to find something to do, trying to find purpose in the game. And, you know, that's the issue here. By releasing Pokemon, it's just like you're throwing Band-Aids, continuously throwing Band-Aids at a problem that needs a surgical approach. Like, we need trading and battling is definitely something I have been saying. Yan and I have been saying this for the longest. Trading and battling is something that will most definitely slow down the need for releasing generations of Pokemon at like every few months. We would not need a new generational release every 5 months if we had trading and battling in the game. Look at the actual Pokemon world. Like, look at how long Nintendo waits before they actually release a new generation of Pokemon. Like, you know, they may release a couple of different games like they did with, you know, Black and White, then Black and White 2 for Generation 5, you know, then Generation 7, they released Pokemon Sun and Moon, then Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, but they're not actually releasing new generations of Pokemon because they understand that they can, I'm sure they have the statistics to prove it, that they can look and see that the game is actually still prospering because of the in-game content that Pokemon provides, that the handheld games provide. You know, they can see that, okay, we have several different Pokemon tournaments that go on all year round across America, across the whole world, really, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. They see that those things are happening. They see that, you know, that the in-game content can really extend the life of one generation of Pokemon well beyond what it would if those features weren't in the game. You see what I'm saying? And that's what really makes Pokemon Pokemon, the ability to trade, the ability to battle. That's what really makes Pokemon games make Pokemon games what they are. It just is, you know? And so, you know, that's just how I feel about it. I feel like you know, Niantic is throwing Pokemon out here you know, when they should be really just going, they should be giving us what it is that we've been asking for so long. And I understand that, you know, bringing trading and bringing battling into Pokemon Go is going to be a it needs to be approached with extreme delicacy, and it needs to be done in a very, very surgical manner. Otherwise, it will not work. It won't benefit anyone, and it will ultimately fail if not done correctly. So I can understand, you know, if the reason why we haven't gotten it yet is because of that reason, because of those reasons. So I'm just hoping that Niantic actually has something in store other than just throwing Pokemon at a problem. I know that you guys are hyped up about it, but I'm seeing it from you guys' perspective. I want you guys to just kind of look at it from my perspective and see if you can see if you can understand where I'm coming from. Because, you know, eventually we're going to run out of Pokemon, guys. If they don't give us some in-game content, you guys have to see that, right? You know, like, yeah, sure, we have there are about 400 or 500 Pokemon left to be released. But if they decide to release a new generation every 5-6 months, then the game will, before we have some, you know, some good concrete in-game activity, we won't have anything to do. We won't have anything to do in the game. And that's a lot of the reason why people quit in the first place. So I would love to hear opinions on this matter. I do love the Alolan Kanto variants. I will be definitely catching me some, because I mean, of course, right? You know, I mean, I love a lot of those Pokemon. But yeah, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there and kind of let you guys, you know why it is I said what it was I said on Twitter the other day, because, you know, it was important to me. That was important. So real quick, I want to talk to you guys about my community day. Just almost forgot about it. Hope you guys had a great community day. My community day was really, really fun. I had a great time. I caught so many Charmander. It was ridiculous. I just had a great time. For you guys who have been listening to the show over the past, you know, few months since we've been having community day, you know that I have been having a really hard time catching shiny Pokemon. And it's usually, I wouldn't say I've been having a really hard time catching them. It's just that I don't actually ever see the Pokemon, the shinies, until right when the event is about to be over. Like, if community day starts at 1 for me, that means it's going to end at like 4 o'clock. I don't usually catch my first shiny until about 3:30. So this time it was totally, totally different. And I want to talk about a couple other things that were going around, rumors that were floating around about this last community day. And I want to let you guys know what I feel about that, but let me get this out the way first. But so, you know, I started my community day, and like my second Charmander, I get downtown to, you know, where there are high concentration of Pokestops. And second Charmander that I catch, boom, it's shiny. All right. So I don't see another Charmander for about 45 minutes. Boom, another shiny one. And right after that shiny one, another shiny one. And that one, I think that third shiny Charmander that I caught was like a 96% IV because it was weather boosted. So like, I got super lucky, dude. I evolved him into a beautiful, beautiful black and maroon Charizard, and he is a lovely beast. I love looking at that guy. It is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful specimen. Now, to address a little bit some of these rumors that were going around. Now, I'm not sure if you guys were savvy to what was going on, but there have been some rumors going around saying that this community day seemed to have less spawns, less community day Pokemon spawns. Now, and I wanted to address that a little bit. Okay, now, usually, you know, when you hear rumors, sometimes they have some gas behind them, and sometimes they can, you know, sometimes they be just rumors, just what they are, just rumors. But this time, I think that there may have actually been some truth behind what was going on. So now, you know, usually on Community Day, we're absolutely flooded with the Pokemon, the Community Day Pokemon. But now this time, it seems as though, now, like I said, you know, I went to a place where there were a high concentration of Pokestops, which also meant that the lure modules were also lasting for 3+ hours. So while I was downtown hunting Pokemon, I didn't have any issue finding Charmander, just because there were literally lure modules going on everywhere. But I ended up having to leave downtown for some reason, because I had some business to take care of. And as soon as I leave the area where the highest concentration of Pokestops are in my area, I started seeing Zigzagoons and Oddish and Bulbasaurs and all of these type of Pokemon, Pidgeys, Rattatas, and I'm like confused, because usually and in those bunches of Pokemon might have been one Charmander, or may not even have been a Charmander at all. So I was wondering, like, what is going on here? This is odd, you know. I thought it was odd that I wasn't seeing as many Charmander as I was seeing when I was downtown. And someone in my group, so that was the first indicator for me. Okay, that was the first indicator that, okay, are we not getting as many Pokemon this Community Day, as many Community Day variants, or what is going on here? But I eventually, you know, that was the first indicator for me. All right. So the second indicator was when I, you know, I'm in my, as most of us are, my Pokemon Go group on Facebook, someone made a statement and was like, you know, they were asking like, hey, are you guys feeling like you're seeing less Pokemon for Community Day, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody was like, yeah, I feel like, you know, is less Pokemon and stuff like that. So, you know, then I'm actually starting to think, okay, maybe I'm not tripping. This rumor, or, you know, this hypothesis that I had about the Pokemon's the Community Day spawns being decreased is actually kind of having some traction amongst other people, and other people are experiencing the same thing. And then the third indicator was when another person in another group that I'm in said that a friend of hers who lives in Seattle was saying that there weren't as many spawns for her up there either. So definitely seems like there were some issues going on around, you know, in the community on Community Day, dealing with the lack of spawns. The spawns, or the lack thereof, rather. And, you know, I was really like surprised to see what was going on there. And I'm not sure what that was about. I would love to know if you guys experienced some of the same things, some things that were similar. Because, yeah, I mean, it's that was really weird. Now, you guys know how I feel about Community Day being on Sunday. And this week, Community Day, I mean, this last month, Community Day fell on a Saturday. So I wonder what it is. Wonder why they changed it from Sunday back to Saturday. I wonder if they felt like they get more participation on Saturday. Are they looking at their statistics to see what was going on? Like, I wonder what it was that made them want to change it back to Saturday. Because I don't have a problem with it. I just want to know what it was that, you know, made them decide to switch that back up. Now, perfect segue into my next topic, which is we have the Yeah, we got news about what our next Community Day Pokemon is going to be. Yeah.
Yay! Larvitar is going to be the Pokemon. Oh my gosh.
Larvitar is going to be the Pokemon for June. All right. So I guess I would just read the little news thingy for you guys that that comes up in the Pokemon Go app. All right. So, trainers, a powerful rock-type Pokemon stars in this month's Community Day on Saturday, June 16th. We have another Saturday. So, what does that mean to you guys? Do you think they're going to keep making it Saturday? Or you think they're going to continue the Saturday tradition? Or, you know, are they going to keep going on Saturday? Are they going to do a couple Saturdays and then do a couple Sundays? I wonder what it is they're going to do. Are they trying to be considerate to some people's schedules? Do they feel like half of America is off on Saturday and half of America is off on Sunday or something? Like, I don't know what it is, but I don't know. Anyway, on Saturday, June 16th, the rock and ground type Pokemon Larvitar will appear in the wild more frequently for 3 hours. And if you evolve a Pupitar to a Tyranitar during that 3 hour window, it will learn an exclusive move that will be revealed in a few weeks. Now, I don't know exactly what the move is going to be. I can't really think of what move it's going to be. Like, it needs, if they're going to give a Tyranitar a really special move, it's going to have to be something that is like super lit, because Earthquake and Stone Edge are like, you don't really need much more than that on a Tyranitar. I'm trying to think of what it is they could possibly be giving a Tyranitar. I don't know. I'm absolutely stumped by this one, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I have absolutely no clue as to what move they could be giving this Tyranitar. But I am going to tell you this. You heard it here first on Pokemon Go FM. The July Pokemon for Community Day is going to be Squirtle. And the move that it is going to learn is called Hydro Cannon. Listen to what I'm telling you guys. You heard it here first. I'm telling you right now, I am a Bagel Noob the Prophet. Bagel Noob the Prophet Lord. Bagel Noob with future sight like a Noctowl. I am telling you. I know I have 100% feel it in my soul that the July Pokemon is going to be Squirtle with Hydro Cannon. If not, I don't know what I'll do, but I won't have to do anything because I know I'm right. I can just feel it. I feel it in my gut, man. I'm telling you. So, you guys heard it here first. Pokemon Go FM, Squirtle, Hydro Cannon. Well, I mean, it's going to be the Blastoise with the Hydro Cannon, but you get where I'm going with this. All right. So, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week, guys. Well, real quick, I want to talk a little bit. Let me talk a little bit about Pokemon Go Fest, okay? Well, so this year for Pokemon Go Fest, I didn't go to Pokemon Go Fest last year. I didn't get a chance to get tickets. But this year I did. But I just want, first of all, I still don't have a place to. I still don't know where I'm gonna stay when I get to Chicago. If any of you guys can help me find a place to stay, or if any of you guys have a cool little spot that, you know, I'll pay money. But I have been having the hardest time finding somewhere to stay. If you guys would like to crash with Bagel Noob, one of your favorite podcasters, just, you know, you guys hit me up on Twitter or something like that. And cause I just can't find a decent place to stay, guys. I've been having a really hard time anyway. But if you guys haven't figured out, if you guys didn't know, you need to, if you're going to Pokemon Go Fest, you must have a clear or mesh backpack to come with you, or they will not allow you in to the park. That is very, very, very important for you guys to know. You will not be allowed into that park if you don't have the right type of book bag. They need to be able to look inside your book bag and see that there aren't any, like, you know, bazookas or AR-15s or nothing crazy like that in there. So please, please, please make sure you guys handle that business before you get there, because I would hate for you guys, you know, not to be able to get in because you don't have the right equipment. And I know I just found out that a friend of mine, Stephanie, she's coming and she spent like $350 for her ticket. And it would be so bad if she doesn't, if she isn't able to get in because she doesn't have, you know, the right type of gear. So I know some of you guys paid a lot of money for your tickets. So make sure you just stop by Walmart or, you know, a little place where you could probably buy a little book bag like that for a couple of bucks and just scoop that up and, you know, maybe decorate it with a couple of Pokemon stickers or something like that to give it a little bit of flair. So you don't feel like a having, you know, may, so you don't feel like you have a really boring bag or something like that. But yeah, so make sure you guys bring that with you, because I know y'all gonna be having your portable chargers and all of that stuff. So you gonna have to make sure you have that right equipment, guys. All right, so that's definitely gonna wrap it up for this week, guys. Thank you for tuning in for another week and joining me. Like I said, Yan is busy working her butt off today, so I had to jump on this one solo dolo. And yeah, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and all of that stuff. Remember, I'm doing a little giveaway for the next 50 people to follow us on Twitter. I'm going to do a little bit of a giveaway. 414, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what I said? I think 414. Let's check. Let me make sure. Oh, no, sorry. 314. 314 is where I'm going to. That's where we're going to stop it, and that's where I'm going to do the giveaway. I will announce that on the show once we get that done. And yeah, remember for all of you guys who love me and would love to make my girl feel special, send her a nice, sweet message on Instagram and Twitter saying happy birthday. And make sure you say that Bagel Noob sent you. Make sure you say something like, you know, Bagel Noob told me to say this or something like that, and put like something about Pokemon Go FM so she'll know that it came from me. It was a special little thing. Now, Instagram is the best way to contact her. She doesn't really check her Twitter a lot, but if you check if you send a Twitter, I'll kind of like, you know, slide her over to the Twitter or something like that so that she can see it. All right, so gonna go ahead and get out of here, guys. Let me give you guys her thing one more time. It is LexTheeSlimdiva. All right. LexTheeSlimdiva. Did I say that right? Oh my gosh. LexTheeSlimdiva. Okay, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm such an idiot. All right, I suck. Okay, I'm sorry. I love you guys so much. Have fun. Go catch them all. Oh my God. Bye.